this time, let's mark our song books at number 682. 682 will be the song of invitation after Brother Robert's lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 72. 72. Come, let us all unite to sing. God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises ring. God is love. Let every soul once sing away. Each in his heart sweet music make. And sing with us.
Studies get us up to the subject today of children that are growing up and they become teenagers. Can you remember the day and time which you realized you would not be a young person anymore, you'd be a teenager in life? The opportunity to be that is not necessarily yours, but just the fact that you have lived a few more years of time and grown up to be something that's 13, 14, 15, and on down the line. How can we help the stress levels? Our young people go through an awful lot these days, to say the least, and there is certainly a subject in mind of talking about the things that will help God's Word to be the kind of guidance to the person's life that will help that individual overcome the stresses of life. When we think about the Word of God and think about the teaching of God's Word, we realize that the Word of God is given to us as early as the writing of the book of Psalms. It is given to us in regard to the Word of God being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. As it is a lamp unto our feet, it gives us the light that we need immediately around us to see where we are and what's around us, what may be gaining on us sometimes. But it is the idea of also the light under our pathway. It is a way in which we go to see the things of the future. And seeing the things of the future may be dangerous for us. We will be people who pay attention to that and avoid that way of life. When we find ourselves reading God's Word, we find back in Proverbs chapter 20 and at verse 1, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. As a result of that, as a young person, here I am in life, growing up into my teen years, and one of the first things that I'm offered in those teen years by somebody who thinks it's time to be a man or be a woman is to have a drink of alcohol, a drink of liquor. Here's the thing that you should do: to really be involved with people and to be accepted by people. This is the way of life for you to live. To remind ourselves that God's Word has said, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Why, if I drink this, I will be a person who drives that automobile home tonight, maybe, and maybe I won't. I'll be a person who doesn't see the white lines where they are, or the divided lines run together, and I don't know which side of the road I'm on. It's a dangerous situation. And in our particular country, we have people who are inebriated, that is, drunken in their driving, that create the death of thousands, tens of thousands of people every year. If we had that to be instructed to us, that there was a certain medicine that created this kind of problem, we would have people researching about it. We'd have people telling us about it. We'd have the news media talking about it all the time, as they did the opioid situations. But since it's alcohol, and there's a lot of money involved in it, and a lot of time involved in it, and a lot of the ideas of deception involved in it, what do you hear about the tens of thousands that die each year from the drunken drivers driving? When the Bible speaks in regard to these themes, I want to pay attention. And as a result of that, paying attention, I'll do what is said there in Proverbs 24 and at 12, and Proverbs 27 and at verse 14. I will see danger ahead, and I will guard myself. Literally says in one of those passages, I will hide myself. I will protect myself from the danger and the difficulty because I can sense it and see it in the lives of others round about me. And I can see that that is not something for me to practice and do and think I'll get away with it. The stress level created by that kind of accident that's created at the hand of the person who has decided, I'll take a chance on it. I'll prove to myself that I can do this and not be hurt by it, is a very foolish act. And it's too late when that time comes. That stress created causes bigger difficulties in life. You know, we often, as parents and everything along our way, ask ourselves this question: what one thing can I do that reassures that teenager in my family? What one thing can I say? What one thing can I give? What one thing can I do? Is it the car that they would drive? What is it that I can do that was that one thing? I believe the Apostle Paul was being directed with the Spirit of God after he said what he did in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Be thou an example to the believers. That word example that he used, if we know the word tupos, and the word tupos means be a person who is doing this in such a way as to impress the person that comes into contact with you by the way in which they do. As a result of that tupas, they have the imprint of a believer, one who is trusting in the Lord, one who's following the Lord's way. And as they do that in word, in conversation or manner of life, and in charity and love, in faith and spirit and in purity, they imprint that way of life onto my way of life. As a result of that, you'll be an example to the believer in this way. And as they contact you, they will be wonderful people because they have been influenced by your way of life for good. But immediately after that passage in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, a brief passage tells us that he's told them one thing you can do to help the stress level of young people. He says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine." Till I come, give attendance. When you pay attention to the things you read and your reading of the Bible and God's Word, you'll run across Proverbs 20, verse 1 about strong drink. You'll run across Proverbs 27 and 14 about watching and guarding myself as to what comes ahead if it's dangerous. As a result of that, there'll be decisions that you can make in life with God's teaching and God's approval that this is God's way for me to live. This is God's way for me to behave. And I can make a decision on purity in that same way as I read about purity being a way of life instead of sins and wrongdoings of the flesh. It is noted what we see has a great deal to do with what we do is the ways of the flesh. In 1 John 2 at 15, he tells us very vividly that word. He tells us that whatsoever love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because the love of the Father is not in him when we do that. And he goes on to say there, when you love not the world, all that is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride or vainglory of life. When we find ourselves thinking of ourselves as somebody, my family name, my family money, my family abilities, my family lived here a long time, heritage, then we find ourselves in a pride, an arrogance of life that will bring about extra stresses. Stresses that I don't need to have. I don't need to be a person who loves the world and the things that are in the world. All that is in the world, he says, is the lust of the eye. What I see, if I see things I read and continue the exhortations of reading, I'll read God's Word, I'll read the things that are said there. As a result, I'll begin to practice those ways of life and I'll avoid the stresses that are associated with the lust of the eye, what I see, the lust of the flesh, the ways of the flesh, and my own way of looking at myself in that which is called the ways of sin and wrongdoing, pride of life. So if I do one thing, I'll give attendance to reading, to exhortation, he says. Exhortation is a word, parakletos. It's the word that Jesus had used earlier in talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit would be sent to these apostles and direct them into all the teaching of truth and bring to their remembrance all the things I have said unto you. The Paracletus, the one who is a comforter, the one who comes by your side to lend a help to you. Now, when he says this, continue earnestly. Give attendance to reading and to exhortation. Be attendance to, give attention to the one who comes to comfort you. What comforts us in life? A good meal versus something that's not a good meal? A good way of life in doing things versus something that's not a good way of life in doing things? A less stressful way of life in driving down the road versus the stressful way of life that I allow to be created for me? What can I do in this world that will keep that stress of my teenage years lesser and lesser, and I'll be comforted by it? I'll be comforted by the fact that I'm thinking about someone pulling out of the side road before I get there. And I'm thinking about putting my foot on the brake, applying my foot to be able to slow down my speed, because there are a lot of roads that are coming into the road that I'm driving. I can avoid that kind of thing in my life that is a stressful thing of suddenly having someone out, suddenly a wreck that's created, suddenly a disaster that may come about, because I'm watching ahead of time and I'm thinking about that, and I'm comforted by the fact that I'm thinking someone can suddenly come out, not thinking as I do, and they can make a cause of an accident in a hurry. And I will watch for that. We pass by enough of those kind of things as we go through a parking lot. There are some people who just speed on through a parking lot, never thinking about someone there that's going home from the ball game a little early and has just started up and put their vehicle into gear and coming out into that lane to drive to a safe place to where they can exit and get on the highway and get away. But that's not what's happening. Speeding through. I won't be one that's speeding through. I won't be one that's starting my vehicle and putting it into gear and traveling on before I look left and right and in front of me. Before I turn my lights on to be seen that I'm there, and possibly those lights are getting closer to the lane and somebody may be coming out there. And sure enough is, and I'm glad that I can let them in and let them go on their way rather than suddenly be head to head, eyeball to eyeball. I'm going to be a person who thinks about it and avoids the stresses that come. What can I do? Exhortation. Give attendance to reading. That'll benefit me. Give attendance to exhortation. That is comfort. Things that comfort me in life. Sometimes we say to ourselves along the way, there's a certain hand that comforts me. There's a certain hug that comforts me. And I want that hug. I want that hug to be there. Every night that I got home, my mother opened the door. As she hugged me, she said, "How was your evening? How was your night?" There were a couple of things that were found thereby. What if she had found liquor on my breath? As I said, "I'm okay, I'm doing fine, I had a good time." That would permeate her knows, and she would be aware of something there. I didn't have that to do. She always hugged my neck and asked me how I was doing. It kept stress by the other choices in life. Now, I carried home a number of folks in my days. I was the appointed driver before there was an appointed driver to be done. So I carried home a lot of people. And I often wondered along the way when they wanted to go in their window of their room rather than go through the front door. They wanted me to help them to be boosted up so they can go through the window into their room. The screen was off, they'd opened the door, they'd had the window unlocked, and they were able to push that up and go through the window. Did Mom and Daddy not know? Or was it the fact, as I learned later, they very well knew. They didn't want to meet that. They didn't want the stress of knowing that my son has come home drunk, filled with drugs, unable to make decisions. How can that stress be removed? A stress of a hug and meeting at a door. A stress of an orderly way of life. Give attendance to exhortation. Finally, he says, give attendance to doctrine. The teaching. The teaching of the Lord. The teaching of the Lord and how he had come to this earth as a result of his Father wishing to help our stresses and sin to be removed. How he came to offer himself. And shortly after the statement made there in regard to his teaching to Zacchaeus, he said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So Jesus came to save. And I can submit my life to him. I'll look at the examples as I read in the book of Acts of the Apostles, people being converted. There are 10 examples that are given there, 8 detailed examples that are given there in the book of Acts. And I can see how people heard that message of the Christ and how he was resurrected from the dead on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. And it's the same message that was delivered to the Gentile Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. And how that he was then commanded to be baptized. And I can be immersed into Christ. And I can read in Romans 6 how that being immersed into Christ's death is connected with his blood. And as a result of that, I can be raised to walk a newness of life. My sin that I have done can be forgiven me. And at that point in time, the stresses of that sin and my sudden death and appearing before the Lord at the time hereafter is not going to be met with the great stresses of my soul. I can make that decision on the basis of following the words that I read and how to become a Christian. These disciples in Acts chapter 2, later in Acts 11 and at 26, were the disciples called Christians first at Antioch. So that word Christian means something to me. And I find that in the doctrine, the teaching of the Lord's Word. What's the one thing I can do as a parent to help a child growing up and seeing life that way? I can be a person who gives attendance to reading, to exhortation, to comfort. And I can give attention to doctrine. Skipping a couple of verses there to verse 15, he says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Not with a hole in it, but wholly. H-W-H-O-L-L-Y. Wholly. Completely. Give thyself wholly to them. Reading to exhortation. And to doctrine, that thy profiting may appear unto all. He closes verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in so doing thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. There'll be a little girl that comes up in our lives when we're teenagers and older teenagers. That we give our heart to. She may not know that gospel. She may not have read that doctrine. She may not have read that gospel. But because I have read it, and it's my holy way of life, then instead of getting into sin and wrongdoing, we get into a spiritual climb of salvation and those that hear me, salvation. What a blessing it'll be to avoid the stresses of life by this one thing. 1 Timothy 4 and 13 give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. The song provided today for anyone they need to obey the gospel or be restored to their first love, as did Simon in Acts 8 at 20, when he said to Simon Peter, "Pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things may come upon me." He had departed from the way in which he had been baptized into Christ. And as a result of his money that he had, he wanted to buy the power of the apostleship, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive this Holy Spirit the same way. That was not the way to do it, not the way to be. And Simon Peter so told him. And then as a result of that, he said, pray, repent and pray that the thought and intent of your heart may be forgiven you. That can be done even today. Thank you for your time of listening and study with us about this theme. It is indeed a proper theme to consider as we grow in life. Avoiding the stresses, God tells us how. In one verse, 1 Timothy 4 at 13. Come as we stand and as we sing together today.
King of my life, I crown thee.
Forget this evening at 6 o'clock, our service and worship time, and our music meeting following that time tonight. Good to be with y'all today. Thank you for being here.
Turn to number 142. 142, that's the song of our time.
Jesus, thank you.
fear persecution. Praise to